This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, so Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. I took a rare day off on Friday. I was the auctioneer for a Republican women's event here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I did a very fine job and raised a lot of money for the wonderful women of the Republican Party. And I'm back at you today on Monday. It is fun day. Monday is fun day because this is hour number three of my national radio show, War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, on USA Radio, but that means it's the Power Hour on Newsmax TV. This hour is so special, we give it its own hour, its own name. We call it Root Reaction, the aftermath, because it's after 8 p.m. on the East Coast. It's after 5 p.m. on the West Coast, and so the day is over. Everything that's going to be in the news, everything major that's happened, for the most part, has already happened. You know, the media likes to go to sleep and go out and get some drinks and party and eat some dinner and have a steak and a cigar just like everybody else, and then they want to go to sleep, right? So the media takes off after 5 o'clock. The newsrooms are empty. So all the news that is going to be has been already, and I get to react on it. And then you get to react to what I have to say and call in. This is the number one call-in show. I almost lost my laptop. Number one cut with my caller screen so I could see who's calling. Call-in number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You don't know the quick change act I do. There's no one else in all of the radio business who does what I do. How many guys have a national radio show and a national TV show? And I race into my study. And I put on a suit from my casual radio attire with a pair of jeans and a nice shirt. And all of a sudden I rush and I put on a suit and a tie. And I come back here to do my TV show. There's not too many people in America that do that. I've set up TV lighting and TV cameras in my radio studio. And I create a new TV show just for you. I think the important point today is that liberals have lost their minds. Talked about this throughout my two-hour national radio show. Now I'm going to share with my Newsmax TV audience. Liberals have lost their minds that they're coming for us. It's just so clear that they want a civil war. And don't misunderstand me. Don't any liberal misquote me. I'm not asking for a civil war. I don't want a civil war. I never wanted to see my country break apart. But it's very clear that George Soros and some very rich billionaire troublemakers are trying to break the company apart. And they want a civil war. Again, let me stress, conservatives don't want it. I don't want it. But if it's going to happen, then we have to defend ourselves. And they're coming after us. They're looking to hurt us, kill us, harass us, kidnap us. Someone's going to die. An ICE agent is going to die. A politician, a Republican politician, is going to die. Steve Scalise just barely escaped with his life. They've taken it too far. And people are going to die. And that's scary. Because I'm someone who's very conservative, and I love the Republican Party, and I love the conservative movement. And yet, I would never hurt a liberal. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to purposely hurt someone because of their political views. I want to beat them badly like a drum at the voting booth. I want to win the election bad. I want to beat their head in the election. But I don't want to hurt them in real life other than in a boxing ring. And I've said any big liberal politician or political talk show host out there who isn't a total complete wussy, let's go fight in Las Vegas. If you got a big name, I'm not going to fight an average person. That does me no good. I want to fight a big name because I want to raise $1 million for charity. So I've already challenged Donnie Deutsch and of course, Jimmy Kimmel, former Las Vegas late-night ABC talk show host, who's a total complete moron, low-IQ Jimmy Kimmel, and low-IQ Donnie Deutsch, who lives up to his name every day. That's all I'll say. These are bad people, man. These are people that throw words around like Nazi. They're just irresponsible. They're mentally disabled, mentally deranged. They're looking to incite violence. They're going to hurt people. Donnie Deutsch said just days ago, I think it was on Friday, I wasn't here, so I never got a chance to discuss with you. Donnie Deutsch said that forget calling Trump a Nazi. We have to start calling every Trump supporter a Nazi. We have to embarrass them. We have to harass them. That's sick. That's mentally ill. I know for a fact that Ani is Jewish, just as I am. That's sick. You're Jewish and you use the word Nazi to describe someone who's upholding the law. To describe someone who's not kicking anyone out of his country, he's trying to keep bad people from coming into the country. We're not building a wall to keep anyone in. We're building a wall to keep bad people out. That's not Nazi. There isn't anything about that. That resembles killing 6 million Jews, you idiot. You fool. You exaggerator. Judd Apatow, famous director, super producer, also, I believe, Jewish. My guess is, just as a Jewish person who was raised around plenty of Jewish people in New York, Judd Apatow sounds to me like a Jewish name. And he's a director in Hollywood, a very successful one. He said today, the jury isn't out anymore. There's nothing left to prove. Trump is a Nazi. That is the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard leaving the lips of anyone, let alone a Jewish person. You're a fool. You're an idiot. You're destroying the memory of 6 million Jews that died in the Holocaust. What Donald Trump is doing, what Sarah Huckabee Sanders is doing, what Pam Biondi, the Attorney General of Florida, is doing, these are all people that have been harassed and hounded. What Kirstjen Nielsen is doing, the Homeland Security Director of the United States, none of them is hurting anyone. None of them is hurting people in railway cars to their deaths. None of them is carrying out a Holocaust. As a matter of fact, we're spending billions of dollars to take good care of these people who shouldn't be in our country in the first place. We shouldn't spend a penny on them. There's no Holocaust here. There's no Hitler here. There's no Nazis here. As a matter of fact, you're going to talk about Nazis. What if a Republican president, let alone a Republican white president, sicked the IRS on the head of the NAACP? Sicked the IRS on the head of a Muslim organization? Sicked the IRS on the ACLU? Well, that's what Obama did to me and thousands of other conservative organizations, not really conservative people. I'm one of the few critics in America. Obama sicked the IRS on me personally and tried to destroy me and ruin my life. But what if a white Republican president sicked the IRS on a black Democratic senator? What would be going on in this country? What if a white Republican business owner said, I will not serve a black Democratic president or his black cabinet member or a black senator? Can you imagine what would be happening in this country? Yet it happened over the weekend. Can you imagine if a white Republican screamed out that we should put Michelle Obama and Barack Obama's children, his two beautiful daughters, Sasha and Malia, in a cage with pedophiles? Can you imagine saying, there's no conservative who would ever say something like that. Tom Arnold, the comedian, said today that he wants to literally go to the school of Barron Trump and harass him and hound him and let him know how horrible his father is. What an awful thing. I think, isn't Barron 10 years old or 11 years old? What an awful thing to do to a young boy, to even say it, let alone to even try, think of doing it, let alone to do it. And he's a famous comedian in Hollywood. You're all irresponsible. You're reckless. You're violent. The good news is you're killing yourselves. You've destroyed the Democratic Party. I've written commentary after commentary after this. Now everyone is seeing it. The bad news is you do want blood. You want the Civil War. Everyone's starting to see it. Peter Fonda put him in a cage and let him get raped by pedophiles. That's what he said about Barron Trump. Sarah Sanders kicked out of a restaurant over the weekend with her family, and it got worse today. All I knew is she was kicked out of a restaurant when the gay waiting staff said they can't wait on him and told that to the owner, and the owner drove down to the restaurant. She was at home, drove down, met with them, heard what they had to say, came out and delivered the news to Sarah Sanders. You got to leave. I won't let you eat in my restaurant. Can you imagine if a Republican kicked a black Democrat out of their restaurant? That's the end of your life. That's the end of any ability to make money for the rest of your life. Your restaurant is closed. There'll be a million-man march. There'll be rioting. There'll be policemen stoned. People are going to die outside your restaurant fighting. Towns will burn. My God, nobody can get away with this stuff. How do you let liberals get away with it? Is there any difference between saying you're black, I won't serve you, or you're liberal, I won't serve you, versus you're a conservative, a Republican, you're a Trump cabinet member, Trump spokesman, I won't serve you? Hate is hate. Violence is violence. Mental derangement is mental derangement. Mad Maxine Waters wants violence upon Republicans. She thinks that's a good thing. Robert De Niro stands up in front of the Tony Awards and says, F Trump. Donnie Deutsch says, call us all Nazis. A DOJ staffer outside a New York City restaurant is part of a major protest against Kirstjen Nielsen, the Homeland Security Director, and hounds her until she cannot eat and she must leave the restaurant. Pam Biondi, the Attorney General of Florida, says people spit on her at a movie theater over the weekend. A Democratic staffer, some young intern gal, screams F Trump at the president, Donald Trump, at the Capitol. Can you imagine if I saw Obama and said F Obama? Who would do that? It's too disrespectful for any conservative to do. How about this one? An NYU professor publishes the address of ICE agents all over the United States. That's inciting murder. Don't you understand that? Not only could an ICE agent be killed, but their children could be killed. Their wife could be killed. This is madness. Someone's going to get killed. They clearly want to hurt us. They clearly want to spit in our food. They clearly want to chase us out of restaurants and movie theaters. And yet they use the word Nazi. And I tell you, no one should be called Nazi. As a Jew, it's disrespectful because nothing could be as bad as Nazi Germany or Adolf Hitler or the Holocaust. However, if you're going to say anything compares even close, anything on the scale, you know, here's Nazi, 1 through 12, here's Nazi, how about 1? It's not Trump that's at 1. It's the Democrats are 1. All the actions I just told you are Nazi actions. Everyone could see it. James Woods said over the weekend, vote like your life depends on it, and then get armed and buy a gun. Scott Adams is the cartoonist of Dilbert. Scott Adams says, I don't vote, and I'm not a Trump fan. I don't even like Trump. And I'm thinking of voting for the first time in my life for Republican candidates because this is survival. This is self-sufficiency. This is surviving. He says, these people want to hurt us. They want to kill us. And us doesn't even mean Republicans, because he's not a Republican. He's ready to vote Republican because he sees that the Democratic Party is made up with radical commies and radical people who want everyone in the world to come through the borders and drown out our country, drown out our voices, and take our jobs away. And he sees that. It's really scary stuff. And no Republican could use the IRS to destroy a Democrat or a Democratic organization without the country being burned down. No Republican could ban someone from eating at their restaurant who's a Democrat. This is insanity. The good news is we're winning, and we're winning big. And I'll prove it to you when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800 780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks, and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
War now!
If you're...
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. While we're on the topic of ruthless governments, bureaucrats, and government organizations, let's talk about the IRS. I'm sad to say the three letters that promote the most fear in the English language are IRS. I had my own IRS experience. Obama sticked the IRS on me, tried to destroy me. Nobody screamed Nazi. No one screamed Hitler. No one did any of that. Liberals don't do that. The media doesn't care. Can you imagine using the IRS to destroy your political opposition? We know he did it. We know the Democratic Party did it. We know that Democratic operatives in the IRS did it. We know that Lois Lerner was probably involved. How do we know? Judicial Watch took my case and demanded my files and went on a 16-month odyssey and battle against the IRS, and we finally got my files, and written all over them were my political beliefs, and stamped on top of the case, sensitive case. What was sensitive about it? Wayne Root's not sensitive. According to liberals, I'm insensitive. Why is it a sensitive case? Because of my political beliefs. Well, why would a person's political beliefs have to do with their IRS tax files? Of course, it had everything to do with it, because written all over it were my political beliefs. That doesn't happen in America. That happens in Nazi Germany. That happens in the Soviet Gulag. That happens in the East German Stasi. But nobody said anything. Isn't that amazing? Thank goodness I had a superhero on my side, Sam Landis, the best IRS attorney in the United States of America, in my opinion. Not only beat them once, he beat them twice. And I walked away unscathed, and I didn't owe a cent. Thank you, Sam Landis. Everyone needs a Sam Landis. So if you've ever had an IRS problem, if you're having one now, if you expect one in the future, take down this number. Even if you're not calling it now, just have it in your Rolodex, because you're going to need it one day. And he's the best tax attorney in the country. He handles cases in all 50 states, all over the United States. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS. And when you call, you don't get hype. You don't get BS. You don't get exaggeration, sales pitch. You speak to an attorney, not a salesman. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it will take. and the cost will be the most reasonable you've ever heard. The guy is fantastic. He takes care of middle-class people like Donald Trump does. And because you're talking to an attorney, you have a client attorney privilege called the Landis Tax Group. Free consultation where he'll tell you everything, and you can decide. What do you got to lose? Call toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Wainwright's highest endorsement, 5 stars, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. With the letter U, that's important, numerically, 800-934-3578. Want to take that down? Get your pen out, 800-934-3578 or 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Thank you for sponsoring the show. So you know what you call Southern Democrats who refuse to serve food to a family in a restaurant? KKK. That's what it used to be in the 1950s, right? They wouldn't serve a black person, and they got called KKK, and they were terrible racists, right? But now you get to do that against a person who's a Republican, a Trump supporter. That's okay. So it's not okay to discriminate against a black person, but it's okay to discriminate against a Republican. I don't understand the difference, do you? Isn't hate hate? Hating Republicans is no different than hating blacks or gays. Clueless morons, you should all be fined till you're out of business. That's what the government did to the bakery in Oregon and other bakers all over America. They refused to bake a cake specifically for gay weddings, for gay couples getting married. And I always agreed with the baker. It's his restaurant. He can do what he wants. If you walk in and you want to buy a cake that's in the display case, you can't stop someone from buying that cake. That's wrong. But if they say, I want you to make a special cake, and you're Jewish, and they want you to make a Nazi cake, would you make it? I wouldn't, right? So if you're Christian and you don't happen to approve of gay marriage, you'll sell anyone a cake, but you're not going to make a special cake. You just go down the street, go to a different baker. What's the big deal? And I'm actually a conservative who's always been libertarian on those issues, bedroom issues. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you want to get married. Good luck. You see the marriage rate? Divorce is 50%. So good luck and enjoy marriage like the rest of us. So go get married, Mr. Gay and Mrs. Gay. Go get married and enjoy the rest of your life if you can manage to survive it like the rest of us. Good luck. So my point to you is, I'm not anti-gay in any way, shape, or form, but I was for the Christian baker. Because you have a right when you own a business to determine who you're going to do business with. You can't make someone create a cake that says, I hate Jews, if you're a Jewish baker. Why would you want someone to make that cake? What if a Jew walks into a Muslim bakery and says, make me a pro-Israel cake? Is that Muslim going to make the cake? No. But they fined them $100,000 for not being willing to make a cake for a gay couple. And it went against their religious beliefs. So my question now is the state of Virginia going to fine the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia? And every conservative should hound them until they're out of business. Walk in the restaurant, order something, and walk out. And put on your Trump hat as you're walking out and smile and wink. Drive them out of business. They're evil people. Hateful people. Terrible people. Protest them and knock them out of business, because that's so wrong, so vicious. You mean you can't eat in a restaurant because you're a conservative? Disgusting. And by the way, why is it different? Gay waiters can stop me from eating because I'm a conservative, but I'm a conservative and a Christian, and I can't stop a gay person from making their cake? I don't get it. Isn't that the same thing? Fine them $100,000. As John Lennon once said, imagine a conservative treating liberals this way, a conservative treating blacks this way, a conservative treating gays or Hispanics this way. Incredible. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're taking care of a lot of problems that should have been taken care of over the years. Well, one of the highest on the list is immigration, and we have to change our laws We have to make them sensible.
Critics of the president are saying reuniting immigrant families with their children is taking too long. More than 1,800 children remain separated from their parents. In some cases, they are thousands of miles apart. Senator Bill Nelson says he's looking forward to welcoming Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to a Senate hearing to discuss the immigration issue.
Sooner or later, this is going to come out. Because folks like you all are going to keep asking the questions, and so are people like me. And eventually we're going to find out why these children were forcibly taken away from their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-129.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Broadcasting.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, Trump warrior. Oh, it's all going good for Trump. Not only did he win the North Korea battle, and he's going to win the China trade war. Sign after sign shows he will win the China trade war, even though the mainstream media won't tell you that. But he's about to get reelected because can you imagine if the Iranian people revolt and overthrow the Iranian government? And it seems to be happening right now. They're going broke. They're going bankrupt. The people are marching in the streets. And they have signs that say, down with Palestine. Not down with the Jews. Not down with Israel. I kid you not. The signs are out, down with Palestine and get out of Syria. And why are they saying that? Because they're trying to say their government is involved in battles all over the world they shouldn't be involved in, while the people at home are going broke. Government intervention in foreign countries all over the world. That sound familiar? That was the United States under Barack Obama. Donald Trump doesn't want to have foreign intervention all over the world. He wants to get out of all those places. He wants to stop the American military in Germany and Japan and South Korea. We don't need to waste our money. Can you imagine if the Iranians overthrow the Iranian government? It's 100% due to Donald Trump. The reason they're in the streets, the article says, is because of Donald Trump undid the Iran deal. And there's going to be more heavier sanctions. And they're already going broke. So their lives will be pure starvation. Brilliant. Trump is brilliant. He's going to change the entire world. All right, before we get some more things and your calls, we're taking your calls, full boat, lines are all full right now. But I'll give you the number in case one opens up. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. This segment's sponsored by the U.S. Gold Bureau. And they tell me their calls are gangbusters, man. You people are responding. And that's the thing. If you've ever wanted to buy gold, you got to reward the sponsors of this show, U.S. Gold Bureau, because that's how we stay afloat. That's how this show is a success. If you reward my sponsors and buy from them instead of someone else, then we have a successful show. And Newsmax has a successful TV network. So give them a call. And the reason to call is that's because Wayne Root says I love them. And because Wayne Root says they're credible. The state of Texas says they're credible. They just opened this first state Texas bullion depository. The first gold depository in the United States of America ever run by a state. And who runs it? It's U.S. Gold Bureau. Texas chose them. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you should too. And not only that, they are giving away to every single caller a free silver eagle coin. Fresh from the U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated condition. 1 ounce of pure silver, free, no additional obligation, no shipping cost, no hidden fees. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're going to give you the free silver. And lose money for the first interaction with you because they know they'll make money in the long term because you love them. Very credible people. U.S. Gold Bureau. Call right now for your free consultation and your free coin. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. And you saw the CEO of their company on my show just last week, just on Friday. No, Thursday. Excuse me, Thursday. U.S. Gold Bureau. Matt Ferris, the CEO. All right, let's talk. Before I get to calls, I just want to mention there's a new poll out. It shows 63% of Americans say arrest illegals and or send them home. Arrest illegals and or send them home. Only 21% want them released. So it's 3-1, just under 3-1. No, it's exactly 3-1. What am I saying? 21% times 3 is 63. So it's 3-1, the amount of Americans who want them arrested and sent home versus the ones who want them released on their own reconnaissance. This is what Democrats are so incredibly scared of. They're losing. They're losing the American people. Let me tell you what happened. They picked the wrong issue. Donald Trump was elected for just this issue. Many other things factored in, but mainly it was immigration and the wall and deportation and chain migration. All of it in one. Birthright citizenship. This is why Trump was elected. The average American is so sick of this. So Democrats, in their infinite idiocy, not infinite wisdom, infinite moronic, out-of-touch beliefs of the American people, actually thought this is the issue to take down Donald Trump. No, this is the best issue you ever could have picked or dreamed up in a million years. You Democrats are so dumb. You've just killed yourself. Harry Carey, suicide. Torah, Torah, Torah. You're going down. Because you attacked with the wrong issue, you idiots. The American people are solidly behind Trump on this issue. How could you be this stupid? No one wants open borders except radical loonies, nutcases, radical commies. Nobody wants people let into the country to get welfare and food stamps and ruin our schools and ruin our hospitals and ruin our medical system and destroy the entire economy with all the welfare and all the food stamps and all the disability and all the aid to dependent children and all the earned income tax credits, and they all think they deserve a free Obama phone? Never forget when my buddy was a border agent and he sent me clandestinely a photo of three guys he just captured at the border. They just come across the border, and my border agent friends arrested them on the spot, and he took a photo. He wasn't supposed to do that, and he sent it directly, texted it directly to me, and it was three Mexicans coming across the border, and they all had the same thing on their shoes: Obama, Obama, Obama. They loved Obama. You think that's good for America? Nobody does. You have to be out of your cotton-picking freaking mind, and don't tell me it's racism to say cotton-picking. It doesn't refer to anything except it's a saying. It's an expression. Stop making everything in America racist. Stop it. There's nothing racist about it. You're out of your freaking mind. This is what has Americans so mad. Your political correctness is driving us mad. Your insanity on the border is driving us mad. Your constant F-bombs are driving us mad. Your inciting of violence is driving us mad. But it's good, because Maxine Waters is the perfect Tony Robbins motivator for Republican voters. Wow. We're going to come out and we're going to win in such a landslide in November. Forget about 2020 with Trump. This November, we're winning in a landslide. It's going to be a whopping, a whipping, an old-fashioned landslide. And you have no idea how liberals are going to respond then. So I think that probably the famous actor James Woods is right. Go vote, win in a landslide, then get your guns. Be careful, because we're going to be targets, man. If you think they're crazy now, wait till they find out America doesn't like them. They're going to go into the stratosphere of wackiness and craziness and looniness. 63% of Americans say arrest illegals or send them home. 21% want them released and into society. 3-1 on our side. And you made that your number one issue. Wow. You're pretty stupid, I got to tell you. Democrats are clueless. Let's take Mike in Las Vegas, line 4. Mike in Las Vegas talking about Maxine Waters. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Thank you very much, Wayne. I'm great. So happy you're on the air in our city. And anyways, I wanted to be proactive this morning, so I looked up on the internet to see who the House Ethics Committee members were, because Maxine Waters is a member of the House of Representatives.
Yes.
And I found it was the chairman is Susan Brooks of Indiana. So I found her phone number. I called her office. I spoke to a young person, a very courteous person, and I told her why I was calling, and she said, oh, you know, you need to call the House Ethics Committee number, and she gave me that number. So I called that. I got a recorded message saying that, you know, the machine wasn't accepting any more messages. So I called back to the original number. I spoke to another young person, and I told them when I called the Ethics Committee that I couldn't leave my message. So they said, yeah, go ahead, leave us your message. We'll pass it on to Susan Brooks. So, of course, I said, I'd like Susan Brooks to, you know, do something to put a stop to this unethical
inciting of violence
activity. Yeah. And then I was on a roll, so I called Maxine Waters' office. And when you call her office, there's no phone tree options. It just says the voicemail is full and you can't leave a message.
Can you imagine what's on those messages?
Your wonderful listeners, huh?
Can you imagine what's on those voicemails?
Right.
I pity the poor young intern who has to listen to those.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the language. So, anyways, thank you for taking my call. That's what I wanted to start.
All right, thanks, Mike. I encourage all the people watching my show and listening to my show on Newsmax TV and on USA Radio to call Maxine Waters' office. I encourage all of you to call the House Ethics Committee. I encourage all of you to call Paul Ryan's office and let these lame-brained morons know what we think about them and about illegal immigration, about open borders. Let's take William in New York on line 3. William in New York. William, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Hello.
William, you're on. You there?
Yes, I am. Yes,
hey.
Yes, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
Yeah. I want to talk about, I mean, you know, mostly these immigrants. I'm formerly an immigrant, right? I came here through the right way. You know, I had to wait and everything else. I came here. I never, from Guyana.
Guyana. Okay. All right. So you're a new caller to the show. I had someone last week who came from Jamaica, and he was from New York. So I just thought maybe you were the same caller. Okay. From Guyana. Very good.
I came here, my family, no one looks at the news, no one knows nothing. They're just listening to these people from CNN and wherever these other places. They don't look at nothing. They don't decipher anything. They just look and they don't even look at the news. It's, you know, and they're being fed all this madness. About
and lies.
About, yeah, it's madness.
Don't you think, like, you're calling me, you're from Guyana, and don't you think the average immigrant who came here legally is angry at illegals who come in? I think so.
Well, believe me, I've spoke to a lot of people. I mean, you know, immigrants. And
well, tell us. We want to hear what you found.
No,
tell us.
They don't look at Fox News. They don't look at any news. They just listen to what the mass is saying. And they hate Trump. They hate Trump, and he's trying to do the right thing, in my view. Because
but I'll tell you what,
America
Trump did better in the last election than either McCain or Romney did among, as an example, Hispanic voters. And I think it's because legal Hispanics were on his side about not having an open border, letting illegals in. It's taking their jobs away. So I can't imagine most legal immigrants aren't at least, you know, they're not completely anti-Trump. Maybe they're open-minded about it. Hey, we got to go, William. We appreciate the call. Music is on. And what that means is time for a very quick break to introduce you to my wonderful sponsors who make this show possible. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, will be right back. Newsmax TV, as well as USA Radio. When we get back, more calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root. This segment of the show is sponsored by Synagenics. I told you how I highly recommend Sam Lannis. Do you realize I don't have sponsors on this show that aren't like a part of my life? Sam Lannis saved my life at the IRS. I hired him. I gave him my money. He did a great job. He won a victory twice against the IRS. I recommended him. I told you how much I love U.S. Gold Bureau. I'm a gold nut. I love buying gold. Now I buy and store it at the Texas Bullion Depository run by U.S. Gold Corp. Give you the highest recommendation. Same thing with Synagenics. They are this amazing global leader in age management medicine, meaning healthy aging. Reverse the aging clock as best you can, you know? Defy aging. And I'm now their customer. I'm now their patient. They've assigned one of the best doctors in America to oversee my case. He is the greatest. He's based in Alaska. And he's got a beautiful fishing lodge in Alaska. I'm going to go visit it next summer. He wanted me to come this summer. I've just got no time. I'm already booked for the whole summer. Speeches all over the country. But he is the greatest. And so they assigned me this doctor. And he's taught me how to eat properly. He's taught me how to take the right vitamins. He's taught me how to exercise properly. I wasn't exercising right. I was eating right, that I was non-gluten, you know, no bread, because I'm very sensitive to gluten. But I was replacing it with tons of rice, which is also a grain, and I'm grain sensitive. So I was killing myself. Now I got off all of it. I lost 5 pounds of weight, gained 10 pounds of muscle, and it's only been a month. This is unbelievable. Can you imagine 3-4 months? How about in 6 months, in a year? Changed my life completely. I was pre-diabetic, believe it or not, when Synagenics went through an 8-hour exam, and now turning that all around. My next blood panel, we're about to get back, and I think it's already going to be reversed. I can feel the difference, the way I feel, my energy, the way I eat. It's unbelievable. For your free, no-obligation consultation, just check them out. Find out what it's about. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. Everyone wants to be younger, not older, right? To compete in the workforce, you got to look young. To get the spouse, the mate of your life, the spouse you always wanted. You got to look young, got to have high energy, got to look great, got to make love like a 20-year-old even though you're 60, right? You can do that with Synagenics. Take you back in time, 888 younger, toll-free anywhere in the United States, not older. We're going younger, 888 younger, or go to Synagenics.com to register. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Synagenics. They're now my health provider. See, everything I talk about on this show, I'm telling you, I'm doing it. It's a part of my life. All right, let's take some more calls. Let's go with Art in Virginia has been waiting patiently. Art, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How are you?
Very good. What's on your mind?
Listen, I worked in Virginia in the kitchens, and I've worked in the restaurant and catering industries in Virginia and Washington for 40 years. I have to ask you, how many illegals did they have working in there? Because the bulk of the kitchens are at least 50% illegal throughout Washington and all of Northern Virginia.
Well, then, by the way,
How many did the Red Hen have?
Well, the claim of the owner, a woman, I can't remember her name now, but the claim of the woman who owns the place, is, first of all, she's an ultra-liberal, and her claim is that it was a bunch of gay waiters who would not serve Sarah Huckabee Sanders and met with her, and they made the decision together. But that's because she didn't want to say, my back staff is probably all illegal aliens. She didn't want to say that, so she said they were gay. Maybe they were gay
at least 50%.
Yeah, maybe 100%. Who knows? And that's what I'm trying to tell you. The average American is sick of this stuff, sick of it. Can't stand it. I appreciate it.
It killed my industry when the countries came into El Salvador, and that was when it began. And nobody cared until it hit the other industries. As long as it was in the food industry in the Washington metropolitan, Baltimore, Washington metropolitan area, nobody gave a damn. But after that, everybody seemed to worry about it when it took over the housing industry, when it took over many other industries. Now all of a sudden it's a big problem. It wasn't a big problem 25 to 30 years ago when it killed our industry.
Well, there's two different kinds of problems here, Art. It's very complicated. Problem number one is it takes jobs away from Americans. Problem number two is it's bankrupting the country because they're all on earned income tax credits at the end of the year. They're all on welfare. They're all on food stamps. They're all on disability. They're all in school, ruining the schools. Everyone gets free lunches and meals. English is a second language. Teachers that cost $100,000 a year in every class. They're slowing down your kids' education because they got to stop and translate it from English into Spanish. And they're also ruining our hospitals and all of our medical system. That's the reason the medical system is bankrupt, is millions of illegals using it for free because they can't afford to pay. Letting poor people, dirt poor, uneducated, unskilled people into your country is a disaster, a recipe for disaster. And then how about the third one? The crimes they commit. We've got a crime wave from illegals in this country. Oh, my God, in Las Vegas, I can't turn on the news without seeing a person in the news that committed a crime that you could tell right away by their name. By the way they look, you know instantly they're an illegal alien. And it turns out I'm right every time. My guess is right like 99 out of 101 times that they're illegal. So, I mean, there's all kinds of problems to society, and the average person knows it's happening, and unfortunately, most of these politicians will not admit it, and they lie to you. They lie to your face. Hey, Art, thanks for the call. We got 1 minute to go, so I'm really running out of time. We've got people waiting. Oki in Nebraska, Lynn in Kansas, David in Louisiana. I'm going to have to stall it till tomorrow. Call up tomorrow. Make a first thing call at 8 o'clock East Coast time. We'll make sure that we put you first in line, and you'll get on the show. But for tonight, I got to say goodnight to everyone. See, I don't have enough time. I keep telling you to contact Newsmax and tell them we want more Wayne Root. You contacted War at Newsmax.com. War for Wayne Allen Root, W-A-R at Newsmax.com. Tell me you'd like to see the show expanded because I'd love to do an hour of just talking to you. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. To all the cops out there, all the military, all the first responders, all the veterans, we love you. Thinking of you, praying for your safety. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
And options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.